President Obama's first stop in southeastern Wisconsin will be at ZBB Energy Systems in Menominee Falls. The firm makes energy storage units that can be used with renewable power sources like solar and wind, and the company has received a multi-million dollar tax credit under the federal stimulus bill. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee says it's no accident that the president is going to ZBB.
It seems to me in the last month or two, the White House has been much more deliberate and much more overt about trying to place the president in stories that are good news stories. In other words, the stimulus is working, employers are rehiring, the new economy transformation is occurring.
Lee says President Obama's speech at ZBB also allows most of his trip to be paid for by taxpayers and not political campaign funds. The White House press advisory does not mention the location of the fundraising events for Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and the state Democratic Party, and media access for those events will be limited. Professor Lee says it's quite possible that those sessions are about cash and not publicity.
You know, it seems to me that politicians, to be successful, have to be pretty cold-blooded, and they have to be awfully pragmatic.
State Republicans plan media conference calls and rallies to criticize the president's visit. Some of their focus, again, will be on the president's support for high-speed rail. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.